751 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Right off the bat, we're talking outsourcing. I want to hear more about this. What's this story all about?
Yeah, this is probably not what you might think. This story is about crows and hawks. Crows can become a significant problem in urban areas. I work downtown, and sometimes the poop is just overwhelming on sidewalks and cars. So this became as much of a problem in the business districts of Hanford and Madera that they've hired hawks to come out and scare these crows away, which is a process they call hazing. The hawks aren't trained to kill them. They just put some fear into them. They move them off to another place almost immediately as soon as they see them. And this is kind of a more delicate way to do that. In the past, they might have actually just shot some of these birds, and not something that anybody wants to see anymore. They've tried playing the sounds of predator bird calls, which is something that still happens. But crows are very smart, and it doesn't work. If they don't see any predators around, they're going to be hanging around for a while. Hanford paid about $45,000, for these falconry services, what it's called. And for about 7 months, a trainer, would come out, a hawk trainer, and they just let the hawk fly around and put some, scare into these crows. Madera's paying about $22,000 for this. This is a lucrative business. Yeah. It's a really interesting story on our website if you wanted to go and read it. They're attracted to downtown areas because they're well lit and it's easier to see predators, and it's usually a little bit warmer. So if you have problems with bird poop where you live, you might want to hire a hawk and see if that helps you out.
That's great advice on a Monday right there, Gabe. Now let's talk about how dangerous it is to be a pedestrian in Fresno, huh?
Yeah, there's a new study out that found that fatal pedestrian accidents rank Fresno. Fresno was ranked the number 26 most dangerous place to be walking the streets in the country. That's out of 100 of the largest cities in the U.S. So between 2008 and 2017, there are about 209 fatal pedestrian accidents. And that ranks us number 26. Actually, the most deadliest city in California was Bakersfield, which had 247 fatal pedestrian accidents. So a little bit of a surprise, but you'd think maybe these larger cities would be worse, but LA was ranked number 50. Actually the worst place to be a pedestrian in the United States is Orlando, Florida. The top eight of the top 10 deadliest cities for pedestrians are in Florida. Provo, Utah was the safest. So very interesting statistics there, and just a good reminder for drivers to keep an eye out and slow down.
Couple of awesome stories to get us started there, Gabe. Nice job, man. Have a great week, okay?
Same to you, Tony.
You want more info on these stories, as Gabe mentioned, you can go to the website or you can pick up a copy of the Business Journal.